clear enough.
706, appoint Michelle A. DeDio, Joseph A. O'Leary, and Paul D. Agrimis. Reappoint Kendall Clausen, Patricia Frobies, Jim Owens, and Gladys Ruiz to the Portland Parks Board.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. One of the reasons why I pulled this item on the Portland Parks Board is that you have three attorneys that you're putting on the board. You have two policymakers, and you have an emergency nurse. And it was interesting when we saw that presentation from the Peterson store over by the Target location. You saw just a bunch of people that came in that were just what I call your everyday people in Portland fighting for their jobs and to remain there, the locals. But on these boards, you don't put people like that on the boards. And you talk about equity and diversity and having various people on these boards. You have very well-educated people, professionals, overlooking the parks. And let me use one example of an individual from the Disabilities Rights of Oregon. She was out in the park. She stayed out there late. They arrested her for trespassing. Took her into Multnomah County Jail. Put her in a restraint chair. Tortured her. 3 days after she left Multnomah County Jail, she was never, ever in jail for any crime, her past history. 3 days later, they found her committing suicide under the Hawthorne Bridge. Imagine that, in a park, written up for trespassing, taken to Multnomah County Jail, and committing suicide 3 days later. What's going on here in a public park to where someone ends up committing suicide? Where someone is put in to Multnomah County Jail and tortured in a restraint chair. What is this city about that allows that happen in a park? Who's responsible for that? Who's responsible to say, do not take them to jail for being in a park past the time limit, the time frame? Who's responsible for that? We have a lot of professionals on this board. Again, attorneys, emergency nurses, people in the Justice Department division, juvenile case on the, if you read their past. This is what happens when they're the only ones on the board. Put some people on there so this never happens again. And you know the case I'm talking about, Commissioner Fritz. Disability Rights of Oregon, read the report. It should never happen to people in these parks.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Star Stoffer. I share a lot of the concerns that Lightning just brought about. One of the concerns that I have are police and their presence in the parks any time of day at this point. The people on this board, I mean, he's right. It's disturbing because what we don't see is representation from the community here on this board. And why not? Because the community is, they're the ones using the park. You have representation from Justice Department, you have attorneys, you have policymakers, but where is the input from the community or the community is of color, the vulnerable communities, our marginalized communities?
Are you really, can I just say, with all due respect, you should read the backgrounds of these people. Kendall Clausen is a founder of the Q Center. She is one of the great African-American champions for equality in our community. We could go through all these things, but if you're concerned, why don't we get you the bios and have that conversation?
I would love that.
But sure, what we could also get you is a matrix, because we do look at where do people live, what kinds of interests do they represent.
Yes, so I'm open to that. Absolutely. I would like that information.
Please check with my staff.
But seriously, in all seriousness, when it comes to these parks, the people on this board need to be selected with the understanding that part of the consideration for safety in these parks and what Lightning is talking about is law enforcement in these parks. These people are not law enforcement. They are thugs. And I worry about the safety of any citizen, especially a citizen of from a vulnerable background, being in these parks and being able to utilize them without something like that happening again or without them being killed by a Portland police officer or a Multnomah County sheriff. So the people on this board have a huge responsibility on their hands, because it was this year that a young man was killed, shot to death in Holiday Park. We're still not really sure what's going on with that. So the parks are not safe. So if there is somebody on this board that you're so excited about that is somebody from a community of color, that's great. But we're still not having a real conversation about the safety of people in these parks here in Portland.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yes, my name is Robert West. I'm with Film the Police. And one concern that I have with the parks is that the community centers are not free for low-income and disabled people. A lot of them will cut their prices in half, which is like $400-something for a year. The other thing that I wanted to bring up to you guys is I've seen people come in, offer books and stuff, and you say you can't have gifts, but I just seen an organization come in and give all of you guys gifts. So I just wanted to bring that up too.
To be clear, when I receive gifts, like whatever is in this bag, I don't keep them personally. They go up to the office. If we get gifts from delegations that come to visit, I don't even touch them. They go to government affairs and to the international division, and they're all logged, cataloged, and stored. We do not accept gifts. Is there any further public testimony? We have a motion.
Second.
Please call the roll. We have a motion from Fish, second from Fritz.
Fish?
I've had the pleasure to work closely with a number of the people that
were either
appointing or reappointing. The Portland Parks Board is one of the higher functioning oversight bodies, and they are true partners in guiding the work of the Parks Bureau. I'm grateful that all of these individuals have agreed to take time out of their busy lives to serve our community. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I welcome these members, the reappointments and the new ones, but I particularly wanted to commend Parks for the summaries of the individuals that were prepared here. We have tried time and again to get a consistent resume attached to all appointees to all bureaus, and we fail in that effort because we're inconsistent across the board. But I really want to call out, I think this is the template that every appointee should have accompanying their form: a brief paragraph summary. We don't need the whole resume, but a paragraph, and then a personal statement about why they're serving on the board. I would like to see that with all people we appoint to all committees and boards in the city. But I really do want to give a shout out to Parks for doing a great job on that. Aye.
Dan, is that a motion?
I think I've made that motion before, and it's passed.
You, Daly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, thank you, Commissioner Saltzman. I appreciate the kudos for the staff work. The selection process for Parks Board members, I will stand it up against any other appointment process. It's very thorough, and I'm very pleased that these volunteers are willing to serve on the Parks Board. Also want to thank Ty Schwafferman, who has served one term and asked to not do it again, and one current board member, Sue Van Brocklin, who is term limited out. So thank you very much. This is a long process to get to this point, and I appreciate the service of folks who are continuing and those who are now willing to serve. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The report is accepted, and this is an excellent board. I appreciate it very much. Thank you, Commissioner.